U.S. Army soldiers in Baghdad are cautiously optimistic that the worst fighting in the city is over. But as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, they're not letting down their guard.
Army soldiers with Task Force 164 warily welcome news that Baghdad residents across the river on the east side of Baghdad were openly celebrating the downfall of Saddam Hussein.
Feels great, tell you what. Means one day closer to home.
But the celebration today was in the predominantly Shia east side of the city, and 3rd Infantry troops here in the Sunni-dominated west continued to take occasional small arms fire from Iraqi fighters.
We've been fighting hard now for 3+ weeks, and last thing we'd ever want to do is let our guard down.
Battalion Commander Lieutenant Colonel Eric Schwartz says images of Iraqis pulling down statues of Saddam Hussein are heartening, but he says they risk lulling soldiers into complacency. The Baghdad fighting isn't over, and the Iraqi Ba'ath Party, Schwartz says, is not gone yet.
I know we've been hearing a lot of news today about dissolving of the Ba'ath Party. I don't believe it yet. I think that perhaps they've relocated. They may still have, we know they have pockets of resistance that are out there. So there's still a lot of bite left in the dog, and we now have to destroy it. And that's what we're doing very systematically. And it's almost as if it's block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood.
There was some major looting today in parts of Baghdad, and with the dissolution of the Iraqi regime, U.S. forces, whether they like it or not, will soon have to turn some of their attention to police work, Lieutenant Colonel Schwartz.
You don't train for how to react to civilians looting their own villages. There are a lot of things that are coming up right now that we just have not trained for.
Some things commanders don't always train for is how to handle troops enthralled with the spoils of war. Before irate officers put a stop to it, soldiers here were enjoying playing with a huge cache of Iraqi firearms. Others were happily pilfering items from the Museum of Gifts to His Excellency, the President Saddam Hussein.
I knew we were getting close when I was sifting through Saddam's gifts.
That's right.
And I put my feet up on his desk.
Meantime, troops today continued to find and destroy thousands of Iraqi weapons and ammunition rounds stored in Baghdad for a final stand that never happened.
I got AK still in plastic, gentlemen. Small price, $1 a piece. We're having an Iraqi clearance sale.
Soldiers stacked thousands of AK-47s, many of them still in the package and coated in packing grease that Iraqis had stored in an amusement park shed near a child's playground. Suddenly, one of the crews started taking small arms fire. The work hardly stopped as the pile grew with the addition of rocket-propelled grenades and pistols. They all met their end at the hands of the combat engineers and their C-4 explosives. Soon the amusement park turned battlefield was raining burning AK-47 barrels, and rocket-propelled grenades whizzed overhead. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, with the 3rd Infantry Division's Task Force 164 in Baghdad.